Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to get so much worse. Already, you have 19 unearned runs. You have 18 errors. Both lead the majors. Both categories lead the majors this early. It's not May yet. It's going to get worse. Well, you know, Ref Schneider's going to come back and, you know, Rafael's going to play it short, and that's his real position. And, you know, we should be okay there and things will settle down. No.
I always love that. So the text comes into 37937 from the 413. So again, please tell me why Cora's a good manager. Does he get no criticism at all? Okay. To which I'd fire back to the 413. Find me the manager that's going to fix the fielding issues. Find me the manager in big league baseball who is like, hey, boys, we're showing up at 1 o'clock today because we're going to take an hour and a half infield. And all you guys making tons of money are going to do it. God dang it. And that's the way it is. There isn't a manager in baseball who would have the ability to, you can work on these issues. To me, the biggest thing that, like, using yesterday as a perfect example of everybody running into each other, who's the lead communicator? Who's everybody supposed to be listening to? To me, those are the things that Alex Cora can reinforce. I think there are certain people out there, like the 413, who think that Alex Cora is going to go say to the $300 million man at third base, hey, come on, kid. We're getting up at 11 a.m. Meet me at the old ballpark. We'll hit 100 balls to you. That doesn't happen at the bit. That happens in Worcester. It happens in Portland. It happens in Sally League. It doesn't happen up here. And that's why with Cora, there's only so much he can do. If this guy finds a, I'll tell you something to the 413. If Alex Cora finds a way to get big leaguers to put in the extra time fielding, then that guy will be a manager somewhere for life because apparently he's some kind of magician. Because there are big leaguers who don't want to listen. When they get to that level, guess what? You know what they want to do? They want to sock dingers. They want to hit home runs. They want to be a big boy on that end. No one grows up and says, oh, I'd love to be Jackie Bradley Jr. Or I just want to go catch the ball in the outfield, you know? Look, Cora's going to take some heat for stuff. There's no question. But there is within reason. And again, I equate it to you have a really good defensive coordinator, but your team isn't great at tackling. Why? Is it because you can't teach it or because you can't practically work on it?
Yeah.
The season goes along, it's hard to sort of fix a guy who's not a great fielder and turn him into a good one during a big league season.
That is true. But with that being said, to pull a line from Gerard Mayo, he undoubtedly will be blamed for it.
Of course.
And this will give Breslow his opportunity to bring in somebody new. Cora will leave happily because mentally, I don't know how Cora even survives this. I don't know how he handles this. It's already undeniably tough and frustrating and irritating. And I'm sure there's more going on behind the scenes that we don't even know about.
I would think that the only thing saving Alex Cora these days, do you figure they get paid weekly in the bigs or every 2 weeks?
I'm going to go with every bi-weekly.
Okay, bi-weekly. Yeah. Every other Wednesday is the reason why Alex Cora
I know,
is
but
now.
Sometimes, there are some times you go, man, this ain't worth it. This ain't worth it. Now, who knows, right? I just feel like, you know, he's already committed mentally that he is out of here, that he is done that. And I think it's less about, I think it's just philosophy. I feel like there's for each GM, there's been an obvious difference in philosophy and what needs to happen and how it needs to happen. Mm. I personally feel like he's done with that. And he's going to ride this out. And I think it's already happening with the new guy.
I would also, remember Theo used the line bridge year a bunch of years ago? That's this year. This is the bridge year. This is the, hey, let's see if these youngs can really play. Let's find out if the manager who is here wants to be here. If not, then fine. We'll go find somebody. And you're right. Maybe Alex Cora's already been like, hey, man, I got another year. I'll do the best I can. I'll take their money. I'll save my reputation. And he'll be able to go off into the sweet good night, whether it's on the TV or more than likely if Alex Cora became available, there'd be somebody who would snag him up. At least you would think pretty quickly.